Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or if you need to send a... Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Taisha. May I ask who I'm speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Shira from Family First Care, LLC. I'm calling in behalf of a mutual participant. They're on the line with us right now. We're just calling to check the status of the case and if they had their assessment with the aging department yet.
All right. May I have the applicant's first and last name, please?
Darby, you can answer all of the questions pertaining to you.
Okay, Darby Callahan.
And could you spell your first and last name for me?
Darby, D as in dog, A as in apple, R as in rice, B as in boy, Y as in yo-yo. Callahan, C as in cat, A as in apple, L as in lie, L as in lie, A as in apple, H as in hen, A as in apple, and N as in Nancy.
All right, and I just need to obtain some personal information. I have your date of birth, please.
June 1st, 1954.
All right. And please note that we will not discuss your application with anyone without your written or verbal permission. And could you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, 19 West Oak Street, Norristown, PA, 19401.
Okay, and do you authorize me to discuss your information in front of Shar and the Family First Home Care?
That would be fine. That would be fine.
All right. And y'all are just checking the status of the application?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, just give me a few moments to look over the account. All right, I just have to check some information in the state system. So just give me a few more moments here. It looks like we may be missing something, so let me see what it is. It says something is pending, so let me see. And this is Montgomery County?
Yes.
All right. And did you receive the information that the county sent out asking for verifications?
Do you see that they had the area and aging assessment first? Because I don't know if we're even up to that.
Yeah, but they did send, they sent the information out starting after the conference, so they did send a letter out, and the information is due by April 6th. So I do have to make him aware of that.
Well, I haven't received it yet, but I'll keep an eye out.
And it could be just it hasn't gotten there yet, that's all, because it wasn't that long ago. So, all right, let me see. He had his appointment with area agent back in November, so it lasts a year. And let me see, looks like we got the PC form, but on the 19th, so this probably has not had a chance to process. Let me see. says change in condition. Okay. See, on new fed is needed to move the case. Okay, so that's what they're waiting on.
What are they waiting
on? Let me see what this. Let me see. A new fed, because the last one says NFI and there was a change in condition. So did the area agent try to reach out to schedule a new one? Because the notes on here from yesterday. Yes, that's what I'm saying. They put the request in. We can't see if he reached out, if they reached out to him or not. They put the request in, but yes, they're supposed to call him. And if you don't hear, sometimes people would call them because right now it says that they put the request in. Yes. Yeah. Give me 1 second. And it was just done yesterday, so they won't call that fast, but you're welcome to call them to see if they can get it scheduled. They should have the information. Let me check their system really fast. And I'll give you the number either way, but let me just check because I'll be able to see if they received the request yet. We just can't see, you know, if they scheduled appointments or if they reached out. We could just only see the request, so let me just check. I know it usually takes 24 to 48 hours after we put it in, so let me see. Yes, it was requested yesterday, so yes, it is pending. So it's only been one day, so they definitely wouldn't have reached out that fast. But the phone number is 610-278.
Wait, Darby, are you taking it down?
Hold on, I'm going to get a pen.
I'll take your time.
Okay, let me see. 610.
Yes, 278.
10. Okay.
And then the last four are, 3601.
Okay, and that's the name of the organization?
This is the Montgomery Office on Aging.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you call them, just let them know that you need to schedule a functional eligibility determination or Fed assessment because the request is put in, so they should be able to, you know, direct you to the right person to be able to schedule it. They may say that they're going to put it in and give you a call back. But if you don't hear anything by like Tuesday or anything, I definitely would call back if you're unable, you know, to speak to someone directly today. I would just call back in a couple of days if you don't hear from them because it has to be due by a certain time, which is it's due by April the 2nd. So they have till April the 2nd to come out and do that appointment.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else I can help y'all with today? Or any other questions?
No, thank you.
No, we're good. Thank you.
All right, and would y'all like to participate in an after-call survey or not today?
Not today.
All right, I thank y'all for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hi, Darby. We'll be in touch next week, okay?
Yeah, because, well, at least you're doing, you know, because we talked, so they sent it out, I guess.
Yeah, they so put
wait,
in the I'll, request.
Yeah, I'll wait to hear from the day. If not, well, I'll call on Monday.
You got it. All right, I'll be in touch with you Tuesday then, all right?
All right.